Welcome to the Race with Jesus podcast, a biblical Lutheran podcast for Toledo and beyond. You've got your daily Bible reading, your daily 10 minutes with Jesus. And today we're concluding our look at the book of Colossians with Colossians chapter 4. Paul writes, "Masters, show justice and fairness to your slaves, because you know that you also have a master in heaven. Be persistent in prayer, and as you pray, be alert and thankful. At the same time, pray for us too, that God might open a door for our message, so that we can tell the mystery about Christ, for which I am in prison. Pray that I may make it known clearly, as it is necessary for me to speak. Walk in wisdom, in the way you act toward outsiders, making the most of your opportunity. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you know how you are to answer each person. Tychicus, my dear brother and faithful minister and fellow servant of the Lord, will tell you everything about me. I am sending him to you for this very reason, that you may know how we are, and that he may comfort your hearts. I am sending him along with Onesimus, our faithful and dear brother, who is one of you. They will tell you everything that is going on here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you, as does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. You received instructions about him. If he comes to you, welcome him. Jesus, who is called Justice, also greets you. These are my only fellow workers for the kingdom of God who are circumcised and who have been a source of comfort to me. Epaphras greets you. He is one of you and is a servant of Christ. He is always struggling in prayer for you, praying that you may stand complete and fully assured in all the will of God. Indeed, I can testify about him that he has worked very hard in your place, in the place of those in Laodicea, and in the place of those in Hierapolis. Luke, the dearly loved doctor, greets you, as does Demas. Greet the brothers in Laodicea, greet Nympha and the church at her house. When this letter has been read among you, make sure that it is also read in the church of the Laodiceans, and make sure that you also read the letter from Laodicea. Tell Archippus, see to it that you fulfill the ministry that you received in the Lord. This greeting is written by me, Paul, with my own hand. Remember my chains. Grace be with you. Amen." This is the word of our God. In this final chapter, as Paul wraps up the exhortations and the encouragements to his friends and fellow believers in Colossae, he concludes with these final exhortations. He had just finished off in verse 1 that statement to masters, because, you know, he had previously spoken to those who are slaves or those who were in a contract work agreement. And many of those encouragements to slaves might also be applied to your average worker in today's economy, that we are to work with all of our hearts as for the Lord and not working for people, not just working to make it look good when the boss is watching, but working because we want to be worthy of the name of Christ, which we carry. And so then he concludes with his exhortations in verses 2 through 6. Be persistent in prayer and be alert and thankful. You see, God commands us to pray, and prayer is an act of worship in which we speak to God from our hearts. And above that, in addition to that, prayer is something that God promises to answer and to act accordingly. And so he says, you know, be persistent in prayer. And that alertness and thankfulness that he talks about in prayer is alert to things to pray for, alert to opportunities and people to pray for, thankful for the people whom God has given to you here. At the same time, pray for us too. So we pray for those who are near to us. We also pray for those who are far to us, or far from us, or removed from us at a distance. And for what purpose? That God might open a door for our message so that we can tell the mystery about Christ. And again, you know, he talks about this person of Jesus Christ throughout the entire letter, because he is very concerned that the Colossians understand, or that the Colossians see the value in Jesus Christ having a body, that Jesus Christ, who is completely true God from eternity to eternity, forever and always, at the same time, he is a true human being who is the son of Mary with a true human body. And so he's done everything. He's been through everything that you and I have been through. And by Our God shedding his blood and dying on a cross, he has made you to be a new person. He has raised you to be his own. And so that's the mystery. That's the reality about Christ that must be revealed by God and that we can't arrive at by our own conjecture, by our own human reason, but it has to be revealed to us in the revealed word of God. And that's, Paul says, you know, that's why I'm here in prison. But thanks be to God, you know, that God would provide opportunity for me to even to speak here from prison and speak to those in prison. Verse 4, pray that I may make it known clearly as it is necessary for me to speak. And what a truth that it is necessary for me to speak clearly. Not because the compulsion is on me, but because I want to live up to all that God has called me to be. I want to live up to the ministry to which Jesus has called me. And so he kind of expands that then when he says, walk in wisdom, the way you act toward those on the outside, and make the most of your opportunity. That you as a Christian speak and act in such a way that your eyes and your life are focused on and shaped by the reality of who you are in Christ, that you've been raised with Jesus. So set your mind on things above, chapter 3 and chapter 4. Make the most of every opportunity in what sense? That we speak with grace, graciously, that our speech is characterized by our Christianity, that we are distinct and different from the world around us, and we have that measured tone that knows, you know, it's not up to me to make the case one way or the other, and it's not up to me to change the world. It's up to me to be faithful with what God has given to me and faithful to those around me whom God has placed in my life. And so that season with salt idea is the reality that you and I, we understand that our responsibilities are limited. And at the same time, our responsibilities are unique, that each of us has a different responsibility to those around us, and each of us has the responsibility to carry out specific tasks and obligations to those we know and those we love and those whom we serve in our vocations. And at the same time, as we carry out those tasks, we understand that our God oversees it all, and that our God will correct whatever wrongs there are, and that our God will continue to bless whatever it is that he chooses to bless. And so it is our responsibility to just speak clearly about Jesus and to act, you know, graciously as Christians. It's really that simple, Paul says. So that you know how you are to answer each person, really. That we understand that the greatest good that I could have and share with somebody else is Jesus Christ, their Savior. And that's what Paul wants you to know today. Even as he concludes this letter with, a good 10 verses of greetings and references to these different people who have encouraged him, even there you see how these different people encourage Paul. And it's no surprise that he lists all these people. He lists nearly a dozen people here in the greetings. He lists them by name, and some of them he hasn't met. Some of them he only knows by name, but he lists them because he wants to provide an example for the Colossians to see how they fit into God's encouraging ministry and God's encouraging work for other Christians. That we encourage one another with the truth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who appeared in the body, who is fully God, and all that God is found there in the person and work of Jesus Christ. And this Jesus Christ died and raised you with him in holy baptism to make you his own. And that changes everything. That even if you're missing out, it feels like you're missing out on something in this life. If you have Jesus, you have everything. And apart from Jesus, if you don't have Jesus, you've got nothing. And so Paul says, be strong in this truth and let this shape your life. You can find us tonight, 7 p.m. We have Chris Dreisbach here for a concert at Resurrection, 2250 South Hollandsvania Road, Maumee. You could also find us Sunday mornings at 9 a.m., same place, and for worship at 9 a.m. and 10:20, Bible class and Sunday school. God bless your day.